Good evening. For WBAI News in New York, I'm Linda Perry with some news briefs for Wednesday, August 24th, 2016. At least 120 people are dead from an earthquake in Italy. The magnitude 6 quake struck at about 3:36 a.m. It was felt across a broad swath of central Italy, including Rome. That's where residents woke to a long swaying followed by aftershocks. Rocks and metal tumbled onto the streets of the city center and dazed residents huddled in piazzas as more than 200 aftershocks jolted the region, some as strong as a magnitude of 5.1. Italian Prime Minister Matteo Renzi.
We came out to the piazza and it looked like Dante's Inferno. People crying for help, help.
Despite a massive relief effort, residents complain that rescue workers were slow to arrive and that loved ones are trapped. Militants attacked the Kabul campus of the American University of Afghanistan. Witnesses and officials said some students jumped from second-floor windows to escape the gunfire and explosions. Foreign staff and dozens of pupils were trapped in the compound hours after the attack began, which was at about 10 a.m. our time. News of casualties is sketchy, but the head of hospitals in Kabul said at least one person is dead and at least 14 students were wounded in the assault. This is the second time this month that the American University and its professors have been targeted. Afghanistan is home to the Taliban and an offshoot of the Islamic State. Both groups have claimed responsibility for a number of attacks. In campaign news, Donald Trump is putting Hillary Clinton on the offensive with pay-to-play accusations. At a campaign rally on Wednesday, he said Clinton sold favors in exchange for cash, and he called for a special prosecutor.
The people she met with, outside government, Secretary of State, so many of these people made contributions.
Speaking to white voters, he returned to his pitch aimed at black voters, and he added Hispanic voters, saying to vote for him because what do you have to lose? And Hillary Clinton has been busy raising funds with private donors while attacks on her connection with the Clinton Foundation with Secretary of State continue to drive the news cycle. The Associated Press, looking at the connection, writes, more than half the people outside the government who met with Hillary Clinton while she was Secretary of State gave money, either personally or through companies or groups, to the Clinton Foundation. It's an extraordinary proportion indicating her possible ethics challenges if elected president. The AP found that at least 85 of 154 people from private interests who met or had phone conversations scheduled with Clinton while she led the State Department donated to her family charity, or they pledged commitments to its international programs. This is according to a review of State Department calendars released so far to the AP. Combined, the 85 donors contributed as much as $156 million. At least 40 donated more than $100,000 each, and 20 gave more than $1 million. The Clinton camp points out that contributions are from the likes of Elie Wiesel and Clinton campaign manager Robbie Mook. Defending Clinton said, "We need to look more closely at Donald Trump's own dealings." Last week, the Clinton Foundation moved to head off ethics concerns about future donations by announcing changes planned if Clinton is elected. Close to home, the Inspector General of the NYPD, Philip Urey, says the New York Police Department chronically skirted rules intended to protect political groups from unwarranted government surveillance while investigating Muslims. The audit by the IG found that while the NYPD's intelligence division had valid reasons to launch investigations, it frequently extended them past court-mandated deadlines without proper authorization. In 100% of the cases reviewed, the NYPD also didn't adequately explain why it was extending investigations that hadn't turned up evidence of unlawful activity. The report says those failures cannot be dismissed or minimized as paperwork or administrative failures. And finally, on Wednesday, scientists announced that there's an Earth-like planet where life might exist. Some would hope it's not where doppelgangers for Clinton and Trump are running for office. The planet, which is rocky like Earth and only slightly bigger, has been discovered orbiting Proxima Centauri. That's the nearest star to our solar system. It's probably in the not too hot, not too cold Goldilocks zone where liquid water, a key to life, is possible. That is, if the planet has an atmosphere. The planet is 4.22 light years from Earth, or nearly 25 trillion miles away, easily the closest potentially habitable planet ever detected outside our solar system, and one that could be reachable by tiny space probes before the end of the century in time for some people alive to witness it. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.